From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House Republicans say they will be working through the night to try to come to an agreement with President Obama on a plan to reopen the government and raise the federal debt limit. That word came after GOP leaders attended a meeting at the White House this afternoon. NPR's Craig Windham says some Republicans in the Senate are working behind the scenes to come up with a proposal of their own.
The House GOP leaders say they have begun a constructive dialogue with the White House, and House Rules Committee Chairman Pete Sessions says that dialogue will continue.
You know what? We're going to try and work together tonight to see if we can come to an agreement. And if we can come to an agreement, then we're working well together.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is reportedly working with Republican Senator Susan Collins to develop a proposal that would not only raise the debt limit for a period of time, but also provide funding to reopen the government. The plan is said to have strings attached, though, including repeal of a tax on medical devices that's unpopular with some lawmakers from both parties. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a measure that expands the list of health care providers who may perform early abortions. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has that story.
The law will let nurse practitioners, certified nurse midwives, and physician assistants with special training perform what's known as aspiration abortions in the first trimester. Four other states, Oregon, Montana, Vermont, and New Hampshire, already allow such professionals to perform these abortions. The new law is opposed by Catholic bishops and Republican lawmakers who argue that it lowers the standard of medical care for women. Supporters of the new law say it gives women, especially residents of rural areas where there are fewer health care facilities, more access to abortion services. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
More questions than answers remain about the death of Cleveland kidnapper Ariel Castro. Castro was found hanging from a bed sheet in his cell early last month, weeks after pleading guilty to kidnapping three women and holding them prisoner in his home for nearly a decade. The report suggests Castro's death may have been the result of a sexual act known as autoerotic asphyxiation, but Ohio Corrections spokeswoman Joellen Smith says surveillance video shows guards skipped at least eight required checks on Castro.
The team did find that there were some instances where rounds were not being conducted properly and according to policy, and post log books were also falsified.
County coroner had classified Castro's death as a suicide, but says it was not apprised of some of the details. Shoppers reined in their spending a bit in September, with the slowdown already starting to worry some retailers as the key holiday shopping season approaches. A group of nine major retailers expected to show a 3.1% rise in same-store sales last month. That's still well below the 5.5% gain reported last year, according to Thomson Reuters. A rally on Wall Street amid some signs of progress toward resolving the impasse over the debt ceiling debate in Washington. The Dow's up 323 points today. You're listening to NPR News. The federal government is citing a company that operated a Texas fertilizer plant that exploded in April, killing 15 people and destroying nearby apartments, a nursing home, and two schools. The blast also knocked out windows all over the small town of West Texas. The West Fertilizer Company has been hit with 24 serious safety violations, as well as a fine totaling more than $118,000. Among the alleged violations, unsafe handling of ammonia and ammonium nitrate. The winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature is reconsidering her plans to retire. As NPR's Netta Ulby explains, Canadian writer Alice Munro had announced her intention to stop writing earlier this year.
In a phone interview with the official website of the Nobel Prize, Alice Munro said maybe she was not quite ready to put down her pen.
Well, you know, I've been doing it for so many years.
Since 1950, when the first of scores of Munro's short stories was published.
But this may change my mind.
This being the $1.2 million prize, the highest honor in world literature. Alice Munro's short story collections include Lives of Girls of Women and The Moons of Jupiter. She's a vastly more popular writer than many recent selections from the Swedish Academy, whose spokesman said if Alice Munro wants to stop writing, she's entitled. After all, she's already won the Nobel Prize. Netta Ulipi, NPR News.
Kind of gives new meaning to the phrase, there's an app for that. Seems in Montana, officials want to make it legal for people who strike and kill a wild animal with their car to salvage the roadkill for the dinner table. State officials earlier this year allowing customers to harvest deer, elk, moose, and antelope struck by vehicles. They left it up to the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials to figure out how to carry it out. Officials say they plan to come up with a smartphone app. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.